two industrial chemicals used to make non-stick and stain-resistant products are much more toxic than originally thought. That's according to drinking water guidance released Wednesday from the Environmental Protection Agency. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports PFAS and PFOA have been linked to cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children.
6 years ago, the EPA encouraged utilities not to have levels of the chemicals above 70 parts per trillion in drinking water. Now it says they should be near zero, because even barely detectable levels can be harmful. So far, the state has found the two chemicals and other PFAS in the finished drinking water at 10 utilities in Indiana. Indiana University professor Lisa Camandula studies the chemicals. She says these utilities should let their customers know about the contamination and help to address it.
They're coming from some place, so I think testing would need to be done, additional water testing, to find out the scope of what the contamination is and potentially the sources.
The new health advisory is just a guideline for now. The agency plans to set official drinking water rules for PFAS and PFOA next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.